Time for KW Morning Conversation. Tony Mikes, Four City City Administrator, kind enough to join us in studio today. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. How was your trip?
It was good.
Awesome.
A little bit of wind, a little bit of rain.
Awesome.
It was hot out there, just as much as it was hot here.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to get away sometimes.
Yep.
All right. Last night was a council meeting. First of all, we want to recap the 28E agreement for the Four City Economic Development Employer of Record.
Yeah, this really outlined the City of Four City's responsibility as an employer of record for Four City Economic Development. And essentially what this does is allows the city to participate with the economic development activities as an in-kind employer. So we'll participate with the salary and benefits, which will help to attract and retain people for that role. And that's for the executive director and the part-time assistant director.
And, of course, you're looking right now.
We are looking right now.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows somebody within the economic development area that would like to move to Forest City and enjoy our lovely community, they can send them right to the LinkedIn page, right to the economic development webpage, and click the link and we'll get the app.
YMCA Child Care. Josh was on hand last night to talk about the child care program.
Yeah, this is an annual appropriation that the city provides the YMCA out of the TIF LMI funds. So when we do developments, we can do tax incremental financing programs, and then part of that goes into low to moderate income category that has to help with services like childcare or other categories that fall within that. But we've been supporting the YMCA childcare for quite a few years now at about $25,000 a year. We do ask that the YMCA provides an update so we have an understanding of what the money is going to and how it's having a benefit. But right now, they've got about 78 children across the two facilities, and you know they're always trying to find ways to bring that cost down for families. This is one way the city can participate.
Talking to Tony Mikes, Four City City Administrator, let's jump to a proposal for curb and gutter replacement from Groves Contracting.
Yep, this is ongoing work as we see repairs throughout the city. We'll work alongside the different areas of town to make sure that curb and gutter are in good shape. Right now, this one's out by the school. If you've been out there, there's a little bit of road dip that's there, and an opportunity to fix that curb and gutter, make that transition a little bit better.
All right, and your intern report. Your intern is wrapping up her tenure.
Yep, Dion Lopez, our intern from Waldorf. This year, she did a lot of marketing work for the city, mostly working on the website, taking pictures, and getting things ready for the new website to launch. We're looking at early September. We've just got a few administrative things we need to finalize to get the site transferred over, and then we'll have a brand new, fresh look. Dion's been a great asset to the city. She really dug in. Great self-starter, and she got her hours and gave her a report.
We wish her all the best.
Absolutely.
Tony, thank you.
Thank you.
Tony Mikes, Four City City Administrator, our guest on KIOW Morning Conversation.